KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for another edition of Happy Trails as we keep our eyes on the prize, a regional trail system throughout Humboldt County and more access to them. Today, we're going to be looking at the McKay Community Forest. We have got Dave Hayes, a member of the Humboldt Trails Council, with us today. And Emily, thanks for pulling all this together, and good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, indeed. All righty, McKay Community Forest. Very exciting, especially for me, since I live right next to it. This is a pretty very cool thing. I guess for those who aren't or don't know what the McKay Community Forest is, I guess we should probably let them know what it is and where it is to start with. So where is the McKay Community Forest?
Well, the McKay Tract is right. an area that's currently owned by Green Diamond Resource Company, and it's east of Cutton and kind of southeast of Myrtletown and east of Ridgewood Heights. And it's part of the or encompasses most of the Ryan Creek watershed. That is the bridge that you head out if you're heading out of Eureka on Old Arcata Road and you come down the hill. That's the outlet of the watershed, Ryan Creek. And there have been ongoing negotiations with Green Diamond and Trust for Public Land for a while now, and ongoing discussions about selling part of that area to and having the county perhaps acquire that on the western side of Ryan Creek and manage it as a community forest, like in Arcata and like in many other communities, for both watershed protection and recreation, public access, education. And so that has been the goal for a while now.
That's right. And there has been a lot of talk about that, of course. And the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors has been talking about that. There's going to be some votes that will be coming up. We'll talk about that in a bit. So it's had a broad amount of community support and also a broad amount of political support. We were talking off air. This is supported by both Rex Bone and by Mark Lovelace, among others. So good broad coalition of political support on this. And, of course, it would be a huge boon for recreation for Humboldt County.
Yeah, it certainly would. There has been so many studies and, you know, across the country that show that for rural areas, having really accessible natural amenities in one's community really helps drive economics and really helps attract, creative business people and entrepreneurs. And so there's some strong connections between community forests and trails and economy of our rural area. So I think that is really seen by a lot of people. And there really is broad community support. And I think that's where right now there's been an effort that has been led by the Humboldt Trails Council to really show that there is this broad diversity of community support, not just in saying I support the community forest, but people that are interested in actually getting down, like, on the ground, and if the county decides to take this property, being really willing to dedicate their time to help make it a reality.
Absolutely. And, of course, one of the big question marks is paying for this and paying for the upkeep of it. And that is where the volunteer Trails Steward program comes in, correct?
Yeah, that's where we are really hoping to be able to add value. And, you know, you can dedicate hundreds, thousands of hours of time to trail building via, you know, people in the community who live near or live close by the trail, who use the trail on a daily basis, who access the area for a whole host of things. Could be anything from horseback riding to just going for a walk and clearing their mind at lunch. Those types of folks in other areas with the Hammond Trail, with the Hixari Trail, Friends of the Dunes, really make a difference in, you know, keeping these places nice, keeping them places that you want to go to, and mitigating the cost of upkeep, which is a hard thing for, you know, communities to fund. So this is it's a big deal, and it's a service that the trail stewards love to provide. They really do care about the trails and care about the effect they have on the community, and really want to keep things positive.
So, Dave, are you looking for people who would be willing to volunteer as trail stewards now, before that the county has taken the land?
Yeah, so we've worked a little bit with some of the folks in the county and some of the folks involved with the establishment or the proposed establishment of this community forest. And what we've done is we've created some language that allows us to now on our Humboldt Trails Council website create actually a prospective McKay Community Forest Trail Stewards Group, which I'm leading up. And if you go to our site, HumboldtTrailsCouncil.org, you can sign up for supporting the trails. You can pledge your support, pledge your time, pledge your effort, whatever you can provide. I've received a great outpouring of support from the community at large, and really a wide range of people from mostly from Eureka, but also from, you know, areas as far away as, you know, Fortuna, Ferndale, and out to the coast.
Absolutely.
So the idea here is we go into this decision-making process with an overwhelming show of community support and willingness to get out and make trail. Many of the people that have signed up have experience, you know, doing this type of work, and many people do not, but everybody has in common this general vision for the southeast side of Eureka to be this wonderful community forest that kind of links the different parts of town and provides, you know, recreation and solitude for the residents that are here.
Yeah, it's very exciting. Speaking of links, let's talk about that, because that's kind of exciting. We were touching about on that a little bit off air about the different parts of communities that will be potentially linked together with trails.
Yeah, well, this corridor runs from pretty darn close to the bay behind Myrtletown all the way down behind Redwood Acres and then down and around behind Cutton and Ridgewood. It's a rather long part of the community and diverse part of the community that this area touches, which is why one of the reasons why you get, you know, the political support you've got, because it actually intersects the different political boundaries within our community as well.
Yeah, it's really, I mean, it's such a wonderful concept, because it's so, you know, close to so many parts of town, and so many people would be able to access this, as you mentioned, you know, just for maybe just a little day hike to, you know, going out for a ride, or perhaps taking horses on this thing. What a wonderful thing to have this so close to town and so accessible to so many people.
And that's really how the trail stewardship adds value in another way. It adds a little insight to, you know, once we get there, to the trail building process, to the trail maintenance process. You know, when you've got people that are from such diverse backgrounds, you know, we've got people that are birders, we've got people that are horseback riders, we've got people that are pro cyclists, we've got people that are families that just want to recreate with their kids. We have scientists, you know, that would like to be able to go out and examine the impacts of the forest over time. You know, we have a wide range of people that all bring a different perspective to this project, and it's really fun to be out in the woods building trail, maintaining trail, taking care of the forest, and to run into people that really, you know, have a different perspective than you do on the value of this, but all share the same enthusiasm.
Now, we're talking a little bit off air about this, and good to share with the public as well about doing this this forest in phases. What would phase one and phase two look like?
I can jump in there.
Please.
So So the phase one, and when there's talk about phasing, it's both for what acquisition funding sources have been pulled together. And also on being able to, for if the county accepts the property, being able to start the management, you know, in kind of phases as well. So phase one would be looking at extending from Park Avenue in just kind of in eastern Myrtletown. And there's a finger that runs down under Old Arcata Road and past Redwood Acres and down towards Cutton. So that would be a little over 1,000 acres. And then a second phase could be over 800 acres. So we're looking at quite a large area with the potential of being over 1,800 acres.
Fantastic. That is really wonderful. And when are the votes expected to happen? What is the next process on this?
Well, there will be a public meeting in early April that will give an update on the progress on the project so far, and especially updates on the kind of budget, because a community forest like in Arcata, and I use that example because it's our best local example, and there are definitely a lot of others, but where a community forest utilizes sustainable forest management and timber management in order to sustain kind of a healthy forest, but also to provide a revenue stream to pay for maintenance and upkeep and public safety in the community forest. So that is the goal. For the McKay Tract, we know that there may be a timber gap in when the forest would start being self-sustaining. So there would be a period of time to that the forest was not going to be self-sustaining. And, you know, I think a lot of people really see the long-term benefits that, you know, the benefits of the community forest are not just going to be in a couple decades time frame. We're talking long period of time, and that's really when this is really going to make an impact on the community throughout that whole time period. And so there will be a public meeting in early April, and then the Board of Supervisors will be kind of making the final decision in mid-April, so tentatively on their April 15th board meeting.
Okay. Well, we will keep our fingers crossed. It does have a wide amount of community support, and good to see that many members as well of the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors are on board with this as well. Now, is there, aside from jumping in and volunteering in advance to be a trail steward, is there anything that that the public at large can do to help support this effort?
Definitely in talking to neighbors, either, you know, like being informed about the project and talking to friends and neighbors, and talking to or sending emails to your supervisor, and also coming out for the public meeting in early April. We'll certainly give the details here on Happy Trails for when that meeting is set, and also speaking up in front of the Board of Supervisors. Those are some key ways to be involved. And Dave, if people are interested in learning more about the potential for the McKay joining the McKay Volunteer Trail Stewards group, where should they go?
Well, there's to join the McKay Stewards group, you can go to the HumboldtTrailsCouncil.org website, and you can link on Trail Stewards and go straight to a button to send me an email to sign up. Simple, it's easy. We also have a link on our site to the county site for this piece of property and this project. And they're doing regular updates there as well, and there's links on their site in terms of how you can get involved and how to communicate and how to express your support in the most meaningful manner. There's been a ton of work, as you mentioned, that's gone into this. And, you know, having the community really come out at this point in time where we're getting so close to critical decision points, and really however they want to express themselves, tell them, you know, let people know that this is something they want, that would be a good thing right now. So
fantastic. So we know that both Rex Bone and Mark Lovelace of the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors are on board with this. Are there any supervisors that have come out against the McKay Community Forest thus far?
No, definitely not. And that's, you know, I think really, you know, across the community, people see the benefit of this vision and really have are taking that long-term vision. And it's really going to come down to budget, you know, concerns and seeing if, you know, if the county can take this leap, and it's a leap that has shown to be a really positive leap in so many communities. And so that's the really key thing right now. And just to reiterate, the acquisition funding is being sought by a third party, and not the county. So the cost to the county really would be for maintenance and management and operations, and that as Dave has spoken to is, you know, can really be helped by community involvement.
Fantastic. Well, I'll tell you what, you know, speaking as one member of the constituency, I think this is where tax dollars should be spent, helping out our community. So, and I know a lot of people feel that way as well. So when you have the opportunity to speak in front of the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors, please show your support. If you can volunteer to be a trail steward for the McKay Community Forest, again, it's humboldttrailscouncil.org. A very simple thing that you can do to go to that website and just follow the trail to where you can sign up for that. And are there any other things we need to touch on before we wrap this?
I guess I would also emphasize that if folks are listening and are like, well, I'm not as much of a trail builder, but I have other skills I could lend. I know Dave has received plenty of emails from people who are like, well, I'm interested in supporting in another way. And really even showing that kind of support is really helpful.
Yeah, the Trail Council is a very collaborative group, and if somebody has a way that they want to communicate or want to support or want to help that isn't actually picking up a shovel or a Pulaski and getting out in the woods and building trail, or if they, you know, they have restrictions to physical ability, we're looking for, you know, other skill sets as well. And I'd be happy to talk to those folks and get the appropriate person who could leverage their skill set. I've received some really neat emails from some folks who would like to do different things, but otherwise support the trail, and we can be a good portal for applying those skills.
All right. Line's a little bit garbled there, but I think we got most of that. And that's okay. Emily, anything else?
No, just keep your eyes out for when the McKay Community Forest Public Workshop is going to be scheduled in early April. And if you're interested in learning more, go to humtrails.org, and you'll find the link to information about the volunteer trail stewards.
Fantastic. All righty. Dave, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And Emily.
Thank you, Dave.
And Emily, as always, thanks for pulling all this together.
Yeah, thank you, Cliff.
This conversation and all conversations on Happy Trails you will find podcast at iTunes and at khum.com. Just look for Happy Trails.
Happy Trails.